This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. For the vast majority of the world, mashallah, we're entering into the final 10 days of the month of Ramadan. This is day 20 for many. About to begin, alhamdulillah, for most of us here in Australia, in Perth. And we've just finished Salatul Fajr, had our suhoor, alhamdulillah. It's something that I want to make a daily habit, inshallah, as I make dua for myself and my family, for you and your family. Whether you're breaking your fast, beginning your fast, still in the middle of your fast, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins our hearts together and our ta'meen and saying ameen together for each other's dua, Allahumma ameen. And I pray in beginning before we begin with the dua, which I'd like to make maybe about 10 or 15 minutes, and it might get longer as we go closer to the final nights of the month of Ramadan. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our dua one that is beneficial for us, that we receive of the khayr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us, Allahumma ameen. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses you for good and uses you for the assistance of others, inshallah. Wherever you're listening in from, do let us know in your comments. I'd love to see who is listening and where they are. I know, mashallah, this is different times of the world, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from all of us, Allahumma ameen. This is a dua, inshallah, that I'll try to prepare maybe a PDF or something that you can kind of follow along later or make dua for yourself. I'll put it on my website, yahyaibrahim.com, maybe later on today, inshallah. And I'll put a link to that in the evening. So it's Fajr here in Perth. In a little bit of time, in say about 10 hours or so, we'll make another dua in the evening after Salatul Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. The dua that I wish to establish with you is a dua from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will try to confine ourselves to the words of Allah and the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also ask for our own needs. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Fatiha khair, an opening and a beginning. We begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim minash shaitan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا تقبل شهر رمضان منا يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. O Allah, accept from us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, we ask you to accept the little that we have done so far in the month of Ramadan. You are the one who hears us. You are the one who knows our condition. O Allah, we ask you to give us good in this life and good in the next life and to protect us from the punishment of hellfire. O Allah, pour down patience into our hearts and make us stand firm in the face of trials and adversities. Oh Allah, help us against ourselves and those who disbelieve and rebel against you. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh Allah, don't hold us to task if we have made a mistake or if we have forgotten your obligation, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not burden us as you burden those who came before us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, do not burden us with more than we have strength to bear in this life and in the next, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, pardon us and forgive us. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Pardon us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. You are the one who is our protector. Only you, Allah, can help us against those who rebel against you and disbelieve. Oh Allah, we ask you not to make us from those who enter Jahannam. It is those who enter Jahannam, those who are truly humiliated, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to protect us from being of those of the people of hellfire, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we heard that there was a call that was summoning us to faith, Ya Allah, to believe in you, Ya Allah. We have accepted you in our belief, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, because of our belief in you, forgive us our sins, even though we are neglectful and make mistakes, Ya Allah. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Forgive us our sins, Ya Allah. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا. Oh Allah, wipe away and cleanse us of our bad deeds, Ya Allah. إِنَّكَ. It is only you who is able to do this, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to send your patience into our hearts. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَى رُسُلِكَ. Oh Allah, bestow upon us all that you have promised us through the messengers, Ya Allah. They promised us Jannah if we were remained firm, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as we begin our fast or as we end our fast, we believe this is only reason because of our obedience to you, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us Jannah because of our belief in you, Ya Allah, because of our maintenance of our fast for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the prophets and messengers have promised us that there is a high place in Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to enter from Ar-Rayyan, Ya Allah. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Oh Allah, do not humiliate us on the day of resurrection as a consequence of our evil deeds, Ya Allah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ. Oh Allah, make me and those who come from me, my children, my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren, into the lines of my generations. Oh Allah, make them firm upon their prayers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make all of our offspring firm upon their salah and commitment to you, Allah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, make me and my children and my family firm in their salah, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept this dua from us. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and the believers on the Day of Judgment. Oh Allah, forgive us and our parents on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there's many of us who have lost loved ones this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow them to have the mercy of our dua upon them and in their graves, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive them their sins and remove it from them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ba'id baynahum wa bayna khatayahum kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wa al-maghrib. Oh Allah, separate them and us from our sins the way you have separated the east and the west, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us and hold us into high regard, Ya Allah. Make us from those who hold you into high regard in their life, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we acknowledge the wrong that we have committed from our own selves and our own souls. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. It is only you, Ya Allah, who forgive us. If you do not forgive us, Ya Allah, if you do not show us your mercy, Ya Allah, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will always remain from those who are lost. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا وَوَلِيُّ الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. Oh Allah, you are protector. You are the protector of those who are weak. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. You are our protector, Ya Allah. Forgive us and show us mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. You are the best of those who forgive. وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Write for us good in this life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And in the next life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. إِنَّا هُنَّا إِلَيْكَ Ya Allah. We return back to you, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Oh Allah, turn us away from the punishment of hellfire. Its punishment is severe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from the punishment of hellfire, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make our joy that of our spouses and our children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put happiness in our hearts and delight for each other, Ya Allah. make us good examples for the other believers, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. We acknowledge our mistake as was acknowledged by Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa anta. Oh Allah, there is none that we worship but you, Ya Allah. Glory and all completeness and all perfection is with you alone, Ya Allah. Truly we acknowledge and we state that we, me and everyone is of those who are wrongdoers, Ya Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Oh Allah, I acknowledge my mistake before you, Ya Allah. Wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, accept our repentance. You are the one who is the most forgiving, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts turn away from you, Ya Allah. After you have shown us the guidance and the truth, Ya Allah, give us from yourself. Send this mercy from you, Ya Allah. Send this mercy from you, Ya Allah. Indeed, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you are the only one who is able to give this gift of forgiveness and compassion and love to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us and our parents, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are truly thankful to you, Ya Allah. رب أودعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي, يا الله. وأصلح لنا في ذريتنا يا الله وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. Oh Allah, you told us, Ya Allah, to make this dua to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us your power and ability from you, Ya Allah. Through our gratefulness for the favors you have bestowed us, Ya Allah, we acknowledge all of the ni'mah you have given us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bestow upon us and our parents your forgiveness and your love, Ya Allah. Allow us to continue to do righteous deeds in your name, Ya Allah. Make us from those and our children upon righteousness, Ya Allah. Truly, we have repented to you, Ya Allah. Wallah, oh Allah, we allow us to repent to you before our return, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to live a life of surrender and submission to you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allah, oh Allah, allow us to be from those who surrender to you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Oh Allah, the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask you. He would make this dua as a dua that removes all sins from our lives, Ya Allah. He taught us to make Sayyidul Istighfar, Ya Allah. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, we know that you are our Lord. There is no worship that we will give to other than you, Ya Allah. Khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdik. Oh Allah, you created us and we acknowledge that we are your slaves and your servants, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna abiduk. Oh Allah, we acknowledge that we are your slaves, Ya Allah. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ يَا اللَّهِ. And all of us acknowledge that we seek to uphold your covenant and the promises that we have made in our belief, Ya Allah, مَا اسْتَطَعْنَا, as much as we are able, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah, our forgetfulness and our mistakes, Ya Allah. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتَ. نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْنَا, Ya Allah. We ask you in refuge, to give us refuge and protection from any evil that we have done, Ya Allah, from any mistakes that may harm us, Ya Allah. وَنَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْنَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We acknowledge these favors upon us and we ask you by acknowledging them and these favors upon us that we also acknowledge our sins in receiving the good that you have given us, Ya Allah. وَنَبُوءُ بِذُنُوبِنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, forgive us these sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you sent us favor and we return to you sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us these sins, Ya Allah, and grant us hidayah, Ya Allah. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتْ. We acknowledge and know that none can forgive us our mistakes and sins except you, Ya Allah. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا وَجَهْلَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins and our ignorance, our transgressions and our excesses, Ya Allah, and all that you know more about us than we know of ourselves, Ya Allah. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا هَزْلَنَا وَجَدَّنَا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا يا الله. Oh Allah, forgive us in all of our affairs, all of our sins, whether we're in jest or in seriousness, whether it was in error or it was intentional, Ya Allah. Forgive us these sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, before the month of Ramadan depart. وَمَا أَصْرَرْنَا يَا اللَّهُ. Whatever we have tried to hide from others, forgive us these sins and continue to protect us from making others know of our shame, Ya Allah.
وما أعلننا يا الله, and what we have done in public shamefulness of ourselves and humiliation, وما أنت أعلم به منا, and what you know of what we have forgotten and have forgotten to ask you for forgiveness for, يا الله. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر يا الله. You are the one who advances and you are the one who holds back and postpones. وأنت على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, you are the one who is capable of all things. نستغفر الله العظيم ونتوب إليه. نستغفر الله العظيم ونتوب إليه. نستغفر الله العظيم ونتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. I turn to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the only one who is worthy of worship, the all living, the self sustaining and self-subsiding, ya Allah. We turn to you all in repentance, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, our Nabi taught his wife Aisha radiallahu anha the best of dua of Laylat al-Qadr. Oh Allah, give us the night of Laylat al-Qadr. Oh Allah, bless us to stand in front of you in it and to make this dua to you in it. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun kareemun azeemun جواد عظيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from any anxiety and any grief. ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل. We ask you to remove any inability, any sedateness and depression and laziness and cowardice from our lives. ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل. Oh Allah, remove cowardice and tight-fistedness and stinginess from our hearts, ya Allah. ونعوذ بك منك. We ask you to protect us from yourself, ya Allah. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from the overwhelming sense of debt and from others subduing us and having power over us, where we need your mercy and help to remain firm upon the truth, ya Allah. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from knowledge that does not benefit us through practicing it, from a heart that is not subdued and in awe of you, ya Allah, from a soul that is never satisfied and always discontent, ya Allah, and from our dua not being answered, ya Allah. Allahumma stajib dua'ana. Allahumma qad waqafna ala babik. Oh Allah, we stand before your door, ya Allah. Allahumma la taruddana. Allahumma la taruddana. Allahumma la taruddana. Oh Allah, do not return us without an answer, ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawul afiyatik wa fujaa'ata niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from the ending of the favors you have upon us or their removal, and from the change of any well-being that we have in our life to a difficult state. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from the unexpectedness of your vengeance and earning your wrath, ya Allah, and from anything that angers you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from your anger and your wrath, ya Allah, through our good deeds, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amilt wa min sharri ma لم أعمل. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect us from the evil that we may have done and from any evil that we have not yet done and from any good deeds that we have missed that has earned us evil before you, ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min عذاب النار ومن عذاب القبر ومن عذاب جهنم. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from the عذاب of جهنم and the عذاب of the grave ومن فتنة المحيا والممات and from the tests and trials of life and death ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال and from the trial of the false Messiah and other Dajjals in our life, ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bi radaka min sakhatika wa na'udhu bika min bi'afiyatika min 'uqubatik. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us acceptance from your anger and that your forgiveness overwhelms our sins that bring about your retribution and vengeance, ya Allah. Wa na'udhu bika mink. We ask you to protect us from you, from having erred before you, ya Allah. La nuhsi thana'an alayk. We have no deeds that we can make and enumerate in the praises of you, ya Allah. We have no words that can give the praise that you are deserved to Allah. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You alone are as you praise yourself and worthy of it. Oh Allah, acknowledge our mistakes, Ya Allah. We acknowledge them before you and ask you for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min munkaratil akhlaqi wal a'mali wal ahwa'i wal adwa'i, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you refuge and protection from all of the immorals and the immoral deeds, immoral beliefs and immoral deeds, and from the vanity of our desires and the diseases of our hearts, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to help us restrict our anger and to heal our families and bring love between us into our homes and hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darki shaqa wa su'i qada wa shamatatil a'da. Oh Allah, protect us from the distresses of any trial that we face and from the low levels of our misery, Ya Allah, and from the perversity of our fate and from the maliciousness of others rejoicing in our downfall, in our difficulties, Ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wahdina wa'afina warzuqna. Oh Allah, forgive us, grant us your mercy, guide us, give us good health and provide for us sustenance. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wahdina wa'afina warzuqna. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wahdina warzuqna ya arhamar rahimin. Oh Allah, suffice us with your rizq, Ya Allah, so that we turn not away from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, enrich us with the halal so that it turns us away from the haram. Allahumma kfina bi halalik an haramik wa ghnina bika an man siwak, and allow us to be enriched by your presence in our life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to bring us closer to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the love of his sunnah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to honor our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to elevate his status and to make him from those who are the highest and the masters, Ya Allah, on the Day of Judgment. We ask you to allow him to ascend al-maqam al-mahmood, the highest station, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us with the shafa'a of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to let us drink from his hand on the Day of Judgment, from the kawthar, a drink that will never bring us thirsty again, Ya Allah. اللهم ادنونا من نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم حبب سنته في قلوبنا يا الله. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who earn his shafa'a. اللهم شفع فينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اسقنا من يده الشريفة شربة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احشرنا في زمرته يوم القيامة. Oh Allah, gather us in his group on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make him from those who will recognize us with the signs of our wudu and traces of our salah, Ya Allah. اللهم أصلح لنا دنيانا الذي فيها عصمة أمرنا. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو فيه عصمة أمرنا. وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا. Oh Allah, we ask you to set our religion straight so that it safeguards us in all affairs, and allow us to set our worldly life straight so that it safeguards us in the livelihood that we seek. وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا. Oh Allah, we ask you to set us towards our next life in a straight way so that we will have a good return to you, Ya Allah. وَاجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً لَنَا مِنْ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Oh Allah, we ask you to make this life an increase in all good for us. وَأَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَكُونُ رَاحَةً لَنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ, and that death will be a relief for us from every evil and hardship, Ya Allah. اللَّهُمَّ اسْتُرْ عَوْرَاتِنَا وَآمِنْ رَوْعَاتِنَا, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to conceal our faults and to remove our fear and our shame, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا وأموالنا, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us and give us freedom from the evil of all matters in our religion and our worldly life and our family and our property. Oh Allah, we send our greatest blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to send your blessings and your peace upon Ibrahim and his family, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praiseworthy and honorable on the Day of Judgment and in this life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, continue to bless the family of Muhammad and the and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you blessed Ibrahim and his family, ya Allah. Indeed, you alone are the one who is praiseworthy and honorable. O Allah, grant the honor to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, you told us that when we ask of you that you are near us, ya Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Allah, we know that you are near us and are hearing us and seeing us in this moment, ya Allah. O Allah, accept our dua, ya Allah. Allahumma hadha huwa ad-du'a wa minka al-ijaba. O Allah, this is our dua and from you is the answer, ya Allah. O Allah, each and every one of us has our personal dua in their heart and in their minds, ya Allah. O Allah, answer us of that which is good for us and turn away that which is difficult and in your knowledge not good for us, ya Allah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. To those of you who are watching, I ask you by Allah to increase your good deeds and in the month of Ramadan. One of the campaigns that I've just launched a few minutes ago, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from all of us, Allahumma ameen, is this campaign to sponsor 100 orphans each and every day. And these are orphans that are not nameless. Subhanallah, my request was that if I'm going to do an orphan campaign, I want to know who they are and where they are, where their families are, where they live and what their needs are. And subhanAllah, if you go back onto my Instagram page, my Facebook page, my LinkedIn page, my Twitter page, you will see a poster with 100 names. And each and every day, I'm looking for 100 sponsors for these orphans to look after them for a year, inshallah. For those of you on my Facebook page and on my YouTube, I'm just going to share a screen with you. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are virtuous and accepted. Allahumma ameen. These are the names of these 100 orphans for today, for the 20th day of Ramadan. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. I want it to be something that we can work together in this khayr and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases for us all of our affairs. I'm just going to read some of the names and some of the locations. I said to the brothers that I want to make sure that there are people represented across the world. This is something that our whole ummah is in need. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist you to assist me in this regard. So some of the names that we acknowledge and make dua for them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve their harm and make us from those who our wealth is their wealth, our healing is their healing, that our food will suffice them inshallah, and that we are able to assist them in their needs in life. So just to pick off a few names, we have a beautiful young man, 11 years old, named Haytham in Lebanon, who's a Syrian refugee. We have Aisha, who's aged 18 in Pakistan. We have Ishraq, who's 13 in Yemen. We have Fatima, and year 10 in Sri Lanka. We have a young man named Muhammad, 14 years old in Sri Lanka. We have, mashallah, tabarak al-Rahman, Qali, age 8 in Somalia. Idaman, age 6 in Somalia. Hamza, age 8 in Somalia. We have Ajwa, who's age 12 in Pakistan. We have Minha, age 7 in Sri Lanka. Subhanallah, inshallah, tomorrow there are others from Palestine and Nigeria. We have from Philistine, Fadi, who's age 9. We have, mashallah, tabarak al-Rahman, those who are from all across the world. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them healing and happiness. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you for good. If you go onto my social media streams, you will see these posters. You will see links for it. It's on my justgiving.com page, sponsor 1,000 orphans. We're trying to do 1,000 orphans in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you for good. And I will remind you of this each and every time we make dua, because our dua is not just for us, but our dua is elevated through al-amal al-salih. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, "Man da'a Allah bila amalin fahuwa junoon." The one who makes dua Allah expecting an answer without doing good deeds to raise up their dua, وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ يَرْفَعُ. Allah says, and the good deeds are raised up with your actions. Your dua is raised up with your good deeds. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i says, the one who does good deeds and expects their dua to be answered will be answered. But the one who makes dua without good deeds, it is a form of insanity, doing something that is fruitless. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. And may Allah allow whatever you give in this regard to be my scale on the Day of Judgment. And whatever you share and recommend to others and they give, may Allah put it in your scale. Allahumma ameen. And may all of us, as we all know, will be in the scale of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fountain of righteousness and morality and goodness in this world. Peace and blessings be upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I give you my final salam for this morning. I look forward to making dua with you in the evening, insha'Allah. Share this with others, and may Allah accept all of our dua. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barak ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma.